I'm gonna show you how to operate in the spirit.
This is Happy Life Studios.
This message is for you. This message is for you. This message is singular to you. It's not for anybody else. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to understand.
Hey, are you happy?
Now that's a great question.
Does your sun set high? Does your sun set high?
Welcome to Happy Life Studios.
Hey, are you happy? If you're not, then why? If you're not, then why?
We're here to help your life be happier.
Welcome to Happy Life Studios. I am so glad you joined us today. And Happy New Year. Hope your holidays were happier. And that's what we're here for. Put together a bunch of videos and podcasts and things to help people's happy holidays get happier. Because to be honest with you, oftentimes the happy holidays should be described more like hairy holidays. And Merry Christmas should be a scary Christmas. And because sometimes it's not happy at all. We have those few moments that we hold on to that are happy. But so I put out a bunch of videos this year. And every year, really, I try to do that on how to keep our focus on making sure that our holidays are happier, which is why I put out this podcast, Happy Life Podcast, because I want to do the same thing with everyday life. And we can be so close to happy and just miss it by that much, Maxwell Smart would always say.
Missed it by that much.
And so Happy New Year. Today we want to talk about, well, what else you talk about on Happy New Year's? I know we're a week into it now, but all I've been seeing is stuff on New Year's resolutions. That's what you talk about on New Year's, right? The New Year's resolution. Well, I want to talk about that, but from a little bit of a different angle, as always. And so for those of you that are rolling your eyes going, oh no, not something else about New Year's resolution, don't worry. Stick around. This is going to be a good podcast. We're going to hit it from an angle that I've never heard anyone talk about before. I'm sure that they have, but I just haven't heard it. And for those of you that get all excited about New Year's resolutions and things like that, you're going to also want to listen because we're going to hit a little bit of a different angle that's going to make your New Year's resolutions even better. Me personally, I'm not a New Year's resolution kind of guy. And there'd be a lot of people out there that would just roll their eyes at that or kind of put me in a box at that moment. And that's why for many years I kept it a secret. I didn't tell people that I wasn't that way. I just went with the flow because that's what you do, right? You set goals. You set your 5-year plan. You set your 10-year plan. If you fail to plan, then plan to fail. I mean, I've heard all that stuff, but sometimes people just don't fit into the box that we say everyone should fit into. I'm one of those people. And I he's a very good friend now, but when I first met him, you know, he told me, he said, Steve, I've always felt I had these ideas and thoughts that didn't fit in with the group of people that I hung out with, that fit in with the profession that I was in. And so I always kept them secret. Or if I ever did talk about them, I kind of got chastised or kind of got corrected or people rolled their eyes at me, however you want to word that. He says, but when I met you, you gave me permission to think differently. One of the goals that I have in when I go on social media or even when I try to, whether I'm speaking to people live or doing it on a live cast or a podcast or whatever, there's a lot of people out there that don't fit into the box. And personally, I feel like we all don't fit into the box. I feel like we are all unique. There isn't one mold that we all fit into, but I think somewhere down the line, we've been told, here's the society's norms and the way it's supposed to be. And yet not everyone fits in those. And so I want to give permission to the people that are a little bit differently, because I know for me, I can be different and I can just hold it in because I don't want to tell anyone, because I don't want to pay the price for it, so to speak. I don't want to hear all the flack. I don't want everyone to try to quote unquote correct me and tell me how I'm wrong in that situation when it just feels so right inside. And don't get me wrong, I know there's right and wrong, but that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about people pushing on other people how they do things so everyone else should do it the way they do it.
Everybody's doing it, doing it, doing it.
And one of my goals is just to let people that are different know that they're different. So it's like I was saying, when someone else shows up that's like me or they say something that's like me, I go, oh, so I'm not the only one. I feel normal. Like my friend said, you give me permission to think normal. And it just feels good to not be alone. Isn't that weird? I mean, you know, like I've said before, you know, it's kind of a sick, twisted thing when you think about it, when people are sick or whatever, and they're miserable, or they struggle with something, they're broken in an area of their life, and they meet someone else who's broken in the same area of their life, and they're happy about it. Oh, wow. You too? Wow, that makes me feel better. It makes me feel better that the person's broken. Yes, because like they say, misery loves company. But I, what I'm saying is when I'm struggling with something, it helps to know that someone else struggles with the same thing. So I'm telling you that not everybody is a 5-year plan guy. Not everybody is a you fail to plan to fail. I mean, all this stuff. We're all unique individuals, and I'm not much of one for New Year's resolutions, which is why I didn't even put out a podcast on New Year's resolutions. But as I thought about it, I thought, what am I going to talk about? What do I talk about in the first podcast of the New Year's for us? Especially when it comes to everyone's talking about New Year's resolutions. So you don't need any more stuff on New Year's resolutions because there's plenty of stuff out there already, but not probably from this angle. I'm going to take you to a Louis L'Amour quote. He's an author who writes Westerns, you know, cowboy stories, and love this quote. He said, the trail is a thing, not the end of the trail. We get it mixed up. Sometimes when we set these New Year's resolutions, these goals, these plans, all we focus on are the plans. And don't get me wrong, that's where a lot of people fail on New Year's resolutions and goals and stuff, is they set a goal and they think it's just going to happen. Like Nike says, just do it. Like, oh, okay, I'll just do it. It's just going to happen. No, you don't just set a goal. You got to work the plan the work, whatever they say, right? But if you're going to set a goal, at least you need to go after that. And it doesn't just happen. Dreams don't just happen. It takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of thought process. It takes a lot of help from other people, teamwork thing. It takes a village. It takes all sorts of stuff to see a dream, a goal accomplished. That's why the goals are so big. It takes so much effort to try to accomplish them. So you don't just make a New Year's resolution that comes about. You have to work that New Year's resolution. But sometimes we focus so hard on the end of the trail that we miss the trail itself. Life is a trail. It's not about the end of the trail. In fact, the rest of the quote, Louis L'Amour says, travel too fast and you'll forget the reason why you're traveling in the first place. So I'd say this to you, that life isn't about accomplishing goals. It's not about accomplishing things. It's about the process of getting there. Well, let me put it like this. It's always fun to accomplish goals. It's always fun to accomplish our plans, our checkoff list. Do you have those checkoff lists? You love to just check things off. Doesn't that feel good? But life is about more than, it's about getting there. It's the process of getting the goals accomplished. And sometimes we only focus on getting that accomplished. So therefore, if I don't get it accomplished, I'm not successful yet. I can't be happy yet because I still have to get this accomplished. When people say, I ask, how was work today? Well, man, I still got so much more work to do. Well, isn't that good news? Because now I have some reason to go back in the office tomorrow. I mean, there's always something to accomplish. And that's the point. We should always be moving forward. We should always be trying to accomplish things. But if we get our focus off and all we focus on is the end game and we don't focus on the now game, what is it, Wayne's World?
Live in the now,
right? And sometimes we're living in tomorrow. Now, we need to look towards tomorrow. We need to set our goals or whatever, have a plan for where we want to be, but we need to focus on the right now.
Live in the now!
So don't put all your focus on making sure you get all that stuff accomplished. Enjoy the journey that gets you there. Because sometimes we sacrifice the now for the future. Sometimes we sacrifice our friends, our people, our family of the now. We try to teach. Well, have you ever been interrupted from trying to accomplish something? And you got mad, or you snapped at that person, or you rolled your eyes at them, or maybe hurt their feelings, or said something you wish you hadn't said because you sacrificed that situation, that person for the future. They became, instead of being a person in your life, they became an interruption in your life. And life is full of interruptions. And if I can learn to embrace the interruptions, oftentimes the interruptions are really what the trail is about. They're really what life is about. It's not about my goals, because who's to even say my goals are even correct? They're what I think is correct. They're my perception of where I should be in 5 years and 10 years from now. But who says we don't need to tweak that as we go? Where this people are more important than goals. The process is more important than just the plans. So I want to leave you with that. Don't in setting your New Year's resolution, and also too, when we set these goals to lose weight or to get in shape or to be a better person or whatever, and when I do set goals, I set them more like that. I don't I'm not a detail guy. I'm a big picture guy. So my goals are more along the lines of, you know, I want to be a better person. I want to be a more patient person. And other people like you to be able to measure that. And you can measure that. You can put things up there that are going to help you measure that. I don't have a problem with that. But sometimes we put the mark on the wrong place. And we set it too high. And if we don't accomplish that and we only are successful when we measure up to that, then we're going to be miserable. We're not going to be happy the whole time. But if we can set a mark that's more adaptable, you know, I'm going to be a more patient person by you know, losing it less when I'm on the road driving or blessing more people instead of cursing more people, things like that, it's going to make life a lot easier for us, a lot happier for us. And who's to say that my goal is the right earmark? So you've got to be, in life, you've got to be adaptable. You've got to be able to change things a little bit, to move that line a little bit if you need to. I'm not talking about morals here. I'm not talking about fudging integrity at all. I'm talking about my goals of I should have 5,000 of this by this date. Well, what if I only get 4,000 by this date? Shouldn't I be glad that I'm moving forward? Shouldn't I see that? Because sometimes if I'm only looking at the end of the trail, I'm going to miss the whole journey there. And you have your tourist and you have your traveler. And your tourist is all about the event. They're trying to get across the country so they can go see the Super Bowl. They're trying to get, you know, across the state so they can make it to that concert. But the traveler enjoys a trip. The tourist can't wait to the ski lift is a nuisance to them. They got to get on the ski lift and wait for the whole thing to get up so that they can enjoy the 2-minute ride down. But the 20-minute ride up on that is almost a waste of time. But the traveler loves the journey up, the scenery, the up in the mountains on one of those. Man, I've been on some of those. It looks like it's just going up into the clouds, and you're looking around you, and you're above, up by the clouds at the cloud line, and it's just beautiful. And the traveler is the person who sees the whole trail, doesn't just focus. The end of the trail is just the place I'm heading so that I can enjoy the trail as I move forward.
Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
Thank you so much for listening and being a part of this Happy Life community.
And you will be happy too.
D-Bays.